Mick won an All-Ireland with Kerry in 1955. He scored a point in the final against Dublin. We won the semi-final against Cavan after a replay. Mick scored a goal in the drawn game, and it was Kerry 2-10, Cavan 1-3. The replay was a walkover for Kerry. The final score there was 4-7 for Kerry and 5 points for Cavan, and Mick got 2 goals that day. He was a member of the 1953 panel that won the All-Ireland final against Armagh. He didn't figure among the medals holders. Jas Murphy and Johnny Foley were members of that team. Mick played with Ireland in 1951 against the combined universities. Ireland won by 1 point. Mick was one of the 4 Kerry men on the team. The others were Mixie Palmer, John Dowling and Tighe Lyne. This series lasted from 1950 until 1963. Getting on the Ireland team that time was the equivalent of getting an All-Star. There were no All-Stars that time, and neither was there man as the match award. Mick played with Munster in the 3 Rebel Cup finals, 56, 57 and 58, and Munster lost all 3 finals. In Kerry Curling Championship, Mick Murphy played in 4 finals. And strange to say, some people don't realise, is that Mick's first game in the county finals with Dingle, partnered in midfield by Tom Ash, they lost to a great Dick Fitzgerald's team on the score of 173 points. Dingle had Paddy Bourne, Timoneen Das, Bill Casey, Tom Long, Bill Dillon, and Dick Fitzgerald's had Marcus O'Neill, Teddy Connor captain, Donnie Murphy, Dan Kavanagh, Tighe Lyne, Doc Prendeville and Gerald Tien. In 1956, with Kearns O'Reilly's against South Kerry, Mick Murphy played on the 40 yards and he was marking Jerome O'Shea. A Gerald O'Sullivan goal that won it for South Kerry. In 1957, Mick Murphy won his only county championship medal when Kearns O'Reilly's beat St Brendan's in the final on a score of 111-3-1. Joe Cairns was captain then. Mick Murphy played at full forward, and the 2 corner forwards with him were Sean McCarthy and Gary Clifford. All 3 are now dead. In 1961, Mick played his 4th county final with Kearns O'Reilly's against John Mitchell's. Mitchell's won that day, that was their 3 in a row on the score of 2-9-8 points. The late Christy Griffin was captain of Stranraer that day. No All-Stars awards or man of the match in the years, or no club championship or All-Ireland. Mick would surely have made any team. He always played with Kearns O'Reilly's in the Munster jersey. It was also a blue jersey, and the Munster logo was on it. Both the crest of the Munster province was on it. He was a fine cut of a man, huge, big, gentle giant, great fielder of the ball. He could play in any forward position or at midfield. A great man to score a goal. The games with South Kerry in 1957, semi-finals and the replay, were absolute thrillers. And Mick played leading roles in all those games. He was also very prominent on the 1958 where Kearns O'Reilly's beat South Kerry and only to lose the battle after in the boardroom. Mick is well remembered in Stranraer, and he was a very popular teacher in the Stranraer school. There was many young fellas had an idol. Mick was their idol at the time. 1955s were terrific years to Stranraer. We won a championship in 53, 54 and 57. Jas Murphy and John Dowling brought home the Sam Maguire to Stranraer, and there was bonfires blazing for many, many weeks after. Sadly, 7 members of the 57 team and substitute are now dead. Willie Raymond, Christy Griffin, Wal O'Connor, John Dowling, Sean McCarthy, Mick Murphy, Gary Clifford and Tom Raymond.
Lovely, that's grand. Michal, Massey, listening to Michal, they are talking about your former teammate. He was a great footballer, great goal scorer, and he won an awful lot of awards. A wonderful Kerry footballer.
Oh, indeed, and to be chosen to represent his country was a wonderful honour. He was an all-star of his day. He never tried to look for pints in his playing career. He said goals and got them very often and won many a match for the team he played with.
What are your fondest memories of him? What was he like in the dressing room and what kind of a man was he?
He was quiet and we were very proud of him and we were delighted when he played with us. And we could say that he's the reason why we won the championship in 1957. Without him, we wouldn't have won.
Explain to the listeners now what type of a footballer he was, what type of a game he played. My memories of him, he was very fast coming out, collecting the ball. He was a great man to collect it and turn around, take on his men. You describe him, what your memories of him are.
Oh, yes, he could get possession and he'd very seldom he'd go for a point, he'd go for the goals, and he got many vital goals for Stranraer, for Kerry and for Munster and for Ireland, you could say.
Have you any fond memories of one particular goal or any couple of goals he scored, Mas?
Against South Kerry, he scored, we were 7 points down, I think, into the second half, and we needed goals to not to lose, and he got the goal and the match was drawn. So that's my memory of one particular goal.
Used you meet him in later life? Used you bump into each other?
Well, we used indeed, yes. At the very end, yes, we used to meet each other and he came to all our social, many of our socials and of our functions and our gatherings, and he did.
I suppose, Mas, it's fair to say that Mick Murphy had a huge bearing on the history of the Cairns O'Rahilly's club. We're sitting here today now in this wonderful complex that you have here, and you have great footballers coming through. The club is built on the likes of many more, but he'd be part of it.
No, he'd be a very, very prominent part of it.
Yeah.
In the 50s and lead up to 1961, he was a great loyal supporter of Stranraer and gave great service.
Yeah. You have very fond memories of him because your mother, Lata Mercer, he kept all Kerry footballers.
I'm just realising, you know, here in Mihal, that at the time Mick Murphy was staying above it, Sean McCarthy was also staying with us.
Yeah.
You know, and Mick was very quiet, very unobtrusive man, you know, very nice, gentle, you know, but not like the lads, like I wasn't in the teams of playing any bit, but you know, he was good company, you know, and I enjoyed, and he always kept up the friendship.
Your mother kept lodgers. There was more footballers staying in your house, wasn't there?
Well, we had Bill Dillon at one stage.
Yeah.
We had Colum Kennedy.
Yeah.
And Brendan O'Shea.
Yeah.
So we had quite a selection. We couldn't prevail on Colum to play.
Yeah.
But not for the want of trying, Sean Cassan kept an eye on the house above to see who was booking in and out of the place.
You still meet Mick later in life?
I did at the Dog Track years ago, and then subsequently at the course in Clonan and Clonmel, you know.
He was a good doggy man.
Oh, he kept quite a share of good dogs, yeah.
Yes. Michal, what you were saying there?
Yeah, he was also a very jolly man. He loved a good old sing-song and things. And he did possess a lovely singing voice himself.
Yeah.
Now, it was very, very hard to get him to sing all right, but after a few jars he did.
Would you tell me he'd one favourite song?
What his favourite song he always sang was the Eton Boat Song. Yeah. You know, that was his favourite, he always gave that. Now, a lot of people ask, how did he play with Stranraer? He was always a very good friend with John Dowrings. They shared rooms and everything, always together, Mick Murphy and John Dowrings.
He was a vintryman, wasn't he?
Yeah, before he ever played with Stranraer. But he did express the wish, all right, that he would like to play his football in Kerry. So John Dowrings came down and he gave the wind of the world to John Cassan. Now, we have our own local school here on Stranraer, a great school that time with Dinny Powery, and was then Big Jack and Smallback were teaching. And they said, we'll try and get him in, you see, but they didn't have enough of pupils to justify a fourth teacher. So John Cassan went around Stranraer and he got all women out there and with babies and everybody to go down and to register below to Stranraer School. And eventually they got the required numbers, and that's how Mick Murphy started playing with Stranraer.
Now, Les, I want to turn to this infamous objection that Mick and Pop Fitzgerald were involved in. It's part of Kerry history now, Kerry folklore. Isn't that right, Michal?
That's right, yeah. That was in 1958.
What was all about?
We were beaten by South Kerry in 56, and We beat them in the semi-final first time. There were great Salt Kerry teams as well. You had Mick O'Connor, Mick O'Dwyer, Gerald Sullivan, Ned Fitzgerald. But you also had Gliston Nordfellas. You had John Dowling and Dinny Shear, Mick Murphy, Wada Connor, Dinny Falvey, Martin Kelly and Joe Cairns. So there were some great games. But in 58, we beat Salt Kerry in the replay. But we brought Pat Fitzgerald home. Pop had played all his games with us, and he had gone to America, and we brought him home to play with us. And he had a great game the same day. Mark and Jeremy O'Shea. And he will take off from there. Mark will take off from there.
Right, Mark. Talk to us about this.
It's in early September, we met in the quarter-final of county championships. We beat Field Rangers. And on that day, the late Mick Murphy was put off the field for striking. Yeah. And the player he was alleged to have struck, Dan McAuliffe, went to the next meeting at the Kerry County Board and said Mick Murphy did not strike him. And the referee also attended the County Board meeting, and the referee said, I made a mistake.
Who was the referee, do we know?
John Barrett. The late John Barrett, yeah. And he said he made a mistake, and he put off the wrong person. And when the County Board heard that, they decided not to suspend Mick Murphy. But the county board did not have it was mandatory suspension of a month then and now. I understand from you, Weishi, your referee, that the county board didn't have the powers. And when South Kerry, when a large an objection to Mick Murphy, he played within the month then, and against South Kerry, and South Kerry lodged an objection, which was to the Munster Council, and it was the objection was upheld by the Munster Council, and Stranraer were put out of the county championship. You know, they won by, but they won in the semi final, they won by 3-7 to 1-4.
Yeah.
No, 3-4 to 1-7, sorry, correct. Double scores, 3-4 to 1-7.
Michal, it's the most talked about objection ever in Kerry, isn't it? So it's one way of remembering people. All this is part of Kerry folklore and part of Kerry history, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But it was a very silly objection, you know. Everyone likes to win their game on the field of play. And he was a man who had played all his games with us. And we brought him home, and they objected to him. That was one of the objections, Mark. As well as the Mick Murphy thing.
Yeah.
Same thing that the Pop Fitzgerald, we brought him home, all right. But most people, I'd say lots of South Kerry people, even to this present day, talking to him, they said they didn't agree with the objection. But it was actually my wife's uncle, Sean McCarthy, from South Kerry. He was South Kerry chairman at the time, and says he persisted with it, and they won their case above in the Munster.
George, you were at the funeral with yes. Benny Moore on the night that he was brought to the church. A poignant night, I suppose, for you. Remember him, a great man.
It was really, you know, and coming back from the funeral, we stopped in Aunascalan. We didn't take a slate off of Dinny Falvey's roof, so we went in to see how he was getting on. So all this history was discussed and memories, you know, again. And it was a great time to be a Stranraer man, really. Not that I ever left Marcus O'Neill, ever forget about the objection any time we met, which was often.
Mas, you were also at the funeral, poignant night for you, memories, Kerry football funerals are special in their own way.
Yeah, memories indeed, memories, that's a celebration, I suppose, some people sometimes, you know, a celebration of life rather than to feed the sadness of death, because it's a job we all have to do.
Michal, you were also there.
It was sad, but it was lovely to see his six beautiful children, three boys and three girls there, and also his sister at it. I'm sure they're going to miss, because he was a beautiful man. I'd say he must have been a beautiful father as well.
Listen, lads, it was lovely talking to you and talking about those memories about Mick Murphy. And my memories of him anyway are of a very strong, forceful footballer coming out in the 50s, collecting the ball, turning around, running in, taking on his men and bustling past them with his blue jersey and his Munster crest on it. He was a wonderful footballer. He was, as you said, he was a wonderful asset to Kerry and to his club, to Cairns O'Rahilly's, and also, of course, to West Kerry. So, listen, may the sod rest lightly on him.